So at the end of last parsha, says Vahi b'yoyim ha'shlishi, Vayar Avrom mesamokoy merochoy. So Rashi brings down what is Vahi b'yoyim ha'shlishi Vayar mesamokoy merochoy. So Rashi says, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to take 3 days? The reason Hashem made it to take 3 days, Shelo Yoimru Bepito Im Nival Olov. Hashem told him to do the Akeda. He got into it. He made it. And Mamele, he shechted his son. But if Avraham would think a little bit more than the sinners, he would not be aimed at the Nisayim from the Akeda. So Hashem gave him 3 days to walk. Everyone saw that Avraham Avinu made the Akeda v'yishuv adas. He decided to do the Akeda. Was achlota to do the Akeda. The Shem Yishmul brings down a givaldik evolt. Says another Hezbel, get back into our parsha. He says that Chazal say be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch was a nevuah to Avraham Avinu. What was the nevuah to Avraham Avinu? It was a nevuah. You have to shechten yisod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a Navi. He sees the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem tells him to shech the son. That's a nisoyon? Ishke nisoyon? All the nisoyonis in life, if a person will feel that it's a mitzvah from Hashem, it's no nisoyon. The problem of the nisoyon is, b'shas ma'is, a person doesn't feel that he has mamash atzivu from Hashem to do it. It says, Chazal state, and every time in Shabbos, that till 3 days after Shabbos, you have the hashpoy from Shabbos. After Sholosh Yomim, Vayares Hamokim Merochoik, Hamokim Menachem Eschem, Boruch Hamokim, Hamokim is the Shechina. Vayares Hamokim Merochoik. The Shechina was already a little bit far. He didn't see Mamash the Nevuah right in front of him. And then was ready to shine if he's ready to do the Akeda or not. So he says, this is the Rashi. Rashi says, Vayi Achar Advorim Ha'ile. Vayoyim Yoldo Milko Lenocho. So Rashi says, "Vayi achar advorim ha'ile, hiruri dvorim ha'yuloi. Ilu shochateti es Yitzchok, if I was shechting Yitzchok, he would not have kids now. B'shuvim ha'ramiri ha'yo Avrom ha'ar ha'voimer, ilu ha'yo b'ni shochut kvar ha'yo ha'ilech b'loibonim. Ha'yuloi le'asir ha'isha b'mnois er ha'eshkel b'oim, ma'amre. Bizra ha'kodesh boruch hu shenoldo rifko. Hiruri dvorim? Hiruri dvorim? So Kotzke Rebbe Gizok, what is Hirurei Dvorim? That he was thinking to himself, you know why Hashem was not mezakim me in the Akeda? Because Lemaise, I was never married off Yitzchok, and it's b'Yitzchok Yikor L'Chozera, so man, I couldn't shech. Oh, but if I would marry off Yitzchok, Hashem would let me to do the mitzvah of Akeda. Oh, it's my loss, because I didn't take care of Yitzchok, so Hashem didn't let me to do the Akeda. So he had charote, kilu, oh, it's my fault that I was not zeicher to mekayim the mitzvah. Hashem took away from me the nisoy. Miyad bisroy aleidas rifko. Zal bezach. To do the Akeda when Hashem tells to do the Akeda, avada, Hashem says. But when Hashem didn't say to do the Akeda, then Yitzchok, Avraham says, but I wanted to do the Akeda. This wanting to do the Akeda, this is the emes erotzen Hashem. Bisroy aleidas rifko. Be'etzem, this was the schus that Rivka became, that Yitzchok found the right shidduch. Rivka, then Rivka taki became roi to Yitzchok. The Avraham Avinu was aimed in the spitze nisoyen. So be'etzem, the iker nisoyen was to do it not only if everyone has the kasha. A lot of people were meisel nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, when you have to be meisel nefesh, a lot of people can be meisel nefesh when you have to be meisel nefesh. But the chokhmah is the meisel nefesh when it's not tzivu. The parasha starts. Vayu chayesor omer shono ve'esrim shono ve'shev shonim shnei chayesor. Stam, before we start, I heard a vol from Rebel Povarsky once in Ponovich. The Rambam Paskin in Hilchis Ovel, the Rambam Paskin, that in the beginning, kol ish yochel lispoid isha. A ish could be maspid a isha. The Magid Mishnah brings two mekoyrim that an ish could say a hesped on a isha. Rav Pope was sofad, and Rav Zeira was sofad someone. For him, a foolish apostle. Avraham was maspid a sofad. Let me rebel. The reason that what is the chiddush that Adam is masped his soul or isha felt in tznius, but a husband and a wife felt nishkin in tznius bichlam. So maybe it's nishkin chomer that Avraham was masped tzara. The Rambam brings a raya from Rav Poppe was masped achoyse de bar imdayin. Rav Zeir was masped someone else. From there is a raya. Rashi says lomam nismecho parshas chayisora. So the Melitzyosha brings a vault, and I want really to meyasa this vault. There's a lot of chizuk in this vault. So was nifter, Rashi brings down lomam nismecho. So Rashi brings down that Sultan came over and told her. That that you see someone, she's seen a Shech in Yitzchok, and he came Nidmalei ki Yitzchok, and b'meile Porcho Nishmosri. Look at Malitz Yosha, what is the pshat? Why Sarah was Porcho Nishmosri? Omer lo yesh zoken echot, v'u shoychet es b'noi. She didn't believe, she asked Oig Melech HaBoshen, he said, yeah, I see him standing there in the Akeda. Porcho Nishmosri. Avraham Avinu was ready to shecht. Sarah is Porcho Nishmosri. So the Mefarshim explain that Be'etzem Sarah was a Neviah. She knew that it can be in Yiddishkeit that a person has to be a Kol. She knew another Zach. We saw in the parsha before, HaMechasani Me'Avraham Asher Ani Yoseh. It's a Musuk that the Neviim, that the G'doyle Adoir, they know everything what happens. HaMechasani Me'Avraham. If Hashem will tell Avraham to shecht him, Yitzchok Sarah also has to know it. She was G'doyle B'Nevuah. Hashem never told her about it. Vaistoy, she thought that Avraham had a mistake in the Avon of the Nevuah. It was not a real tzivui to shecht. And we know Chazal tells us taki hazeh. Aleyu lo'ilu ina teshecht. So she thought that Avraham had a mistake and he killed his son in a mistake. Porcho Nishmosri. Porcho Nishmosri. Zogdi Melitz Yosha. Why Chazal are telling this? Chazal are telling us from an HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Nisoyen to a person. He gives him the koiches to be oimed in the Nisoyen. Avraham had a Nisoyen to shecht in his son. He had the koiches to shecht in his son. Sarah never had such a Nisoyen. So Sarah didn't have a koich to hear that maybe someone is shechting his son. So she can't oimed in the Nisoyen to shecht. The Melitzyosha brings down from the Goyen. The Goyen said, Yitzhore is as if he a dog. Hashem holds him with a string. And he just goes exactly to the amount that he has to go. The Goyen says, the Gemara says, Ilu nogdu lechanani mishol ve'azariye, havu tzalcho lepalme, havu palcho lezalme. If they will make, they jumped into the fire. But if you will, you know, if they will scratch them, they will peel them with a peeler, they will be able to have a desire. It will be too much for them. Yisurim will be too much for them. Why Chazal have to talk like that? Chanan mishol ve'azar ve moisar nefesh. You know, they were moisar nefesh, but if someone will do yisurim to them, they will not be moisar nefesh. Baruch Hashem, they made a mesiras nefesh. Zog de goyen, the Torah is telling us, we knew that Chanan mishol ve'azar ye cannot be oimed in yisurim. So Hashem didn't make the goyim to their yisurim. Hashem only gave them an option to jump into the fire. Every nisoyen a person has a koyach. Because if he doesn't have a koyach, Hashem doesn't bring down the nisoyen. Sarah doesn't have a nisoyen, she will die. Avraham k'shech the nitzchok, it doesn't bother him. A person can't say in life, oh, the nisoyen is too hard. Hashem doesn't bring a nisoyen that is too hard. Chanan mishol ve'azariye, if you do the yisurim, they will not be aimed in the yisurim. So Hashem never gave them the yisurim. Hashem only gave them the option to jump into the fire. Every nisoyen a person has a koyach. A person cannot say, it's too hard for me to get up, it's too hard for me to learn, it's too hard for me to chazo. It's not too hard. The God said, it's a horror, it's ochus bechut. And Hashem pulls them exactly the amount, close or far, how much exactly it has to come to. Exactly the right amount. If you can't, the nisoyen is not there. The Goyen says a shein avot. Stam Rashi brings down chayesoro meo shono ve'esrim shono ve'sheva shonim shnei chayesoro meo shono kebas esrim esrim kebas sheva. So Rashi brings down baskuf kebas chof lechet ma baschet beloichet av shareinu bas onshim av baskof beloichet u'ma baschof kebazayin leyoifi. So the Goyen is saving the Goyen a givaldi kepshat. Kibaschof lebeloi chet, from bar mitzvah yeh v'chet. Why kibaschof? Ayn she shomayim, bazayin leyoifim. Schofli yoyshi bazayle. So the girl says a gewaldig gepshat. Soro yimeinu boz aylenis. So shtein chazal. Aylenis chazal say, only begil chof she becomes a gdoyla. So ben kufke bas chof. You will say, if she bas chof, Aylenis, she's eino no, she's mechueres. Chazal say that till 7 years, there's no simone aylenis. Kebazayin le yoifi, that she didn't have the chisor that she looked like an islandess. The Goen, Reb Chaim will say over Alemol on this parsha, when we start the parsha with the Shiduchim, so Eliezer calls Avrom, Avrom calls Eliezer. ואברום זוקן בו ביומי והשם ברכס אברום בכל ויאמר אברום אל עבדי שים לו יותחו תחס יריחי והשביחו בהשם אליקי השומיים ואליקי אורץ. He said, נורג שבאוילום, when a person comes to a new city, he's going to חוץ לארץ for a week, so he asks some people, where is the right restaurants you're allowed to eat, what is the kashas you're allowed to eat, but the money to invest, he takes care of himself, yeah, he finds out where to invest his money. So Avram is fakir. Scan beisoy moishel b'chol asher loy. All of his money, all of his parnosim, moishel b'chol asher loy. Eliezer takes care. Aber sikum tzuruchni es, Avram said, this I have to take care of myself. This I'm not saying machan Eliezer. So this the pasuk is madgish. Vayikro el avdo iskan beisoy a moishel b'chol asher loy. Everything Eliezer. He trusts Eliezer that. Aber furuchni es, you don't, even the person you trust, you find out yourself. Fakir for the minak shebarilo. So Salat says over Adam al Maisa, he came once to the inn. You know, a bald, big beard. A Yid came over to him and asked him if he's a shaykhet. So Bissol told him, I'm not a shaykhet. After 2 days, Bissol went over to the Yid and he asked him if he could borrow from him a ruble. To lend some money, a bit, a ruble, 2 rubles. The guy said, I don't know you from Norway, I'll give you a ruble. Rabbi Sol told him, 2 days ago you wanted to be Samech on me to eat Shechita, even you don't know who I am. But when I want to ask for 2 rubles, you skid, maybe I'm a Ganev. For the Shechita, it's good, my boy. The guy sells outside. I mean, he looks strong, you buy, yeah? I call Mozarim Badat, you buy. It's straight. You put your money there also? He has a beard, you put his money? And the Olam say he's okay. Say, Olam is there. You don't put your money in the oil and say that it's okay. You're allowed to go for him for Shabbos. Yeah, he told me that he bought everything kosher. Moishel b'chol asher loy. Aber sikum tzeruch mi is, a person has to find out himself. Rebbe would say, v'ashvircho b'aloyki ha'shamayim v'aloyki ha'olos ha'shloy tikach isho libni b'ibnoy saknani. אשר אנוכי יושב בקרבוי. כי אם אל ארצי ולמולדתי תלך, why not כנעני? They have bad midas. He said, why so is that bad midas? לא אומר מה זה יבדה ונזור. He sent them, go to a family, the משפוח הזה יבדה ונזור. אבל, יבדה ונזור, so go to the כנעני. The Torah says, יבדה ונזור, he could do תשובה. אבל bad midas, you never take. You find out that someone has bad midas, you never take a shit if someone has bad midas. I mean, there's all a tshuva, a person can do tshuva. Of a bad midas, you can't switch. And Moshe said more from that. He shomo lecho pentoishi vez bni shomo. So Moshe said, but he already found the right shidduch, the right midas. Don't. If they don't want, smol v'yamin, come back. Said, vice toys, even the right shidduch, the right chavrusa, everything is good. But if it's bad chaverim, there's no chance. If you have a bad chavre, there's no chance. You found the right shidduch, but al toishim es bni shama, don't put my son there. If you put my son there, there's no chance. Pasuk says, ve'ish lo yado. So the sponer says, what is ve'ish lo yado? Af odom lo yitovalo. Not only that she's a psula, no one asked her to do a chet. I think one of the poshim explains why it's a shvach. That she didn't do a aveire, I hear it's a shvach. So the bad people know who to go to ask. If you, If a person says, yeah, but the Olam asked me to come, it's a bad person. The person that the bad people don't ask him to come over, no one asked her, Bichlal. Vaisis, everyone knew that she's good, she's mufka. Someone, the Olam called the right people. Yeah? The Olam called the wrong people. These were the people that they called. The Besalevi adds, it says, "Velokachto Yishlo lebni leYitzchok." The first pasuk when it starts, "Ki alzi b'mati teilech velokachto Yishlo lebni leYitzchok." Yishlo lebni leYitzchok. When Eliezer says over the story, so this is in pasuk Hey, Chovdalad Hey, Chovdalad Lametches. Kimel beisovi teilech v'mishpachto v'lokachto isho lebni. And doesn't say leYitzchok. So Mr. Levi said a givaldi kevot. He told him, I want take isho lebni, you know, my daughter, my son, and leYitzchok. She has to fit to Yitzchok. She has to be a daughter-in-law by Avram, but she has to be isho leYitzchok. When Eliezer came to the Rishoyim, he knew they wanted to chasen with Avram. No, Avram had money, they wanted to chasen it. But I'm not sure if they wanted the daughter to marry a tzaddik. So he didn't mention lebni leYitzchok. If they would say that they're looking for someone for the tzaddik, maybe they would not give him. So he said, Avram zucht achosn lebni. That will fit to the Avram's family. But he didn't want to say le Yitzchok, that will be roi for Yitzchok. I want to say over a vault for my father-in-law. It's a gewaldic vault. It's written again, the whole parsha. It says in the parsha, by Eliezer Eved Avram, Chazal say that Eliezer made a simen. הנער אשר המלא אשקה ותאמר שתה וגם לגמליך אשקה אוי סו יחכתו לבן אבדויני. And then she comes out רבקו והמים אוילים לקרוסו. And then she says שתה וגם לגמליך אשקה. And Eliezer knows that this is the איש of him Hashem. It's the world has a mistake that you check in midas, yeah? What a wrong thing, Chas v'Shalom, to say that. It's a krum years of people speaking about in the parsha. Yeah? Avada was a simon klap Hashem. He made a test. Hashem, I will say this and this. Just pshat is he tested her in something. Advice is you check shidduch. Why didn't say Hashem? The girl that will come and she will have a pony. This is the isha. She will come. She will have a horn. The isha will come in between 3 to 4. This will be the one. Why he said the one that will be a balas chesed? Why he says you have to check a isha if she has chesed or not? But not cholila that he took it because she said shtev gam legmalecho ashke. It was a simen. The one that I will ask her to drink and she will say shtev gam legmalecho ashke. I say chachto. But it's a simen klap b'shamayim. And more from that, the pshat he would only ask something that makes sense. Why he says a real balas chesed could say shtev gam legmalecho ashke. Not a real balas chesed will not say it. A real balas chesed will say shtei v'gam legmalecha ashke. But about it was a simon. It was last time he checked. She has a simon. But this is a gewaldic zach. The story be'etzem is the Ralbag. The Ralbag says, "Lemoshal, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher for the ganze emune. Why? He saw a sne boer. Vayemer asur no ve'er madu alo yivar asne. I see fire and the tree is not burning." So the Ralbag says, the tafkid of a person is boinenus. Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would not miss boinen, why the snare is not an enu boyer, he would not zeich it to the nevuah. We don't know what it means, a snare in a boyer, I'm sure it's ruchnis de kezachen. But asur no ve'er, I have to learn what is going on here. It says a gival de kezach. In our parsha, it says 5 times, Eved Avron. It says, ויאמר אברהם אל עבדו יסקן ביסוי ויאמר לו העבד אולי לישא ואישו ויוסם העבד אס יודוי ואיקח העבד אסור גמלים ויורץ העבד לקרוסו. And then she says שתה וגם לגמלך אשתה וישתחו. Hashem, listen to me. In the middle he saw גילוי Hashem, he becomes a ish. ואיש משתו אל הודעס. Then the פוסק is ממשיך. ויקד האיש וישתחו. הפוסק אז ממשיך. ויובר אל האיש, והנה עומד על הגמלים. He was called the איש. והנה עומד על הגמלים. מגזר סתם הדיוק. It's says Shvulochem po ima chamoyer. Rashi says why it says ima chamoyer amadim ele chamoyer. Here it says va'oimed alagmalim. He was not imagmalim. He was a ish. And he goes in. He comes va'yovei ish abayso va'yifter chagmalim. Then he sits with Lavan. They eat their whole matzah. You know, he talks. Va'yisapel lehem es kol hashokor. Va'hika asher shoma eved Avrom es divrei va'yishtachu. He became back a eved. Like we started. Passed a bit time from the Ispailus. A person sees Yad Hashem, he could become from the Madrege, from Eved to Ish. But if he doesn't hold on to his Madrege, Golnish is left. Person has a Shtarki Yom Kippur. A day after, he becomes back the same person. Has a fest a week. Mamish Tagin. He goes home for Shabbos. He comes back Sunday, Eved. A person has to know in Ruchnias. Koshim liknoiso kikleizov. The calling le'abdom kekleis chuchis. It's hard to get teira kekleis off. Aval kolim kosh kalim le'abdom kekleis chuchis. You just drop it, nothing is left. Not even Ben. This is it. You have to start from the beginning. Koshim le'kloisam kekleis off. The calling le'abdom kekleis chuchis. Eved Avrom, Eved Avrom, Eved Avrom. He sees the nes. Razaish. A person has to know it's not enough to see, to have a mile in Ruchnias. You see more from that, he says. It says in our parsha, Lemais, in last parsha, Sdoim v'amoyrok, Deloimer, all the melochim, they saw Avrom won the war. Chazal say, they wanted to make Avrom lemelech aleihem. 2 years later, so they were makir, boruch ato lekel elyon, Avrom did the nes. Vayasu oisel lemelech, Rashi brings down al apostolic eimek amelech, shimlichu Avrom aleihem. 2-3 years later, stoim v'amoyro chatoim v'rom la'ashem, the worst people in the world. Hispilus in Ruchnias doesn't have a koyach if a person doesn't take the Ruchnias and chaps the Ruchnias to be a part of him. If a person holds on to the Ruchnias, a lot of times he has dveikus. Kalim le'abdom kekleis ruchis. Kalim le'abdom. Ruchnias, you work, you work, you work. You get kleis off, boom, nothing is left. And why chazal say kekleis ruchis? It's not like it bends. Okay, at least I have some bend. Kleis chuchis, they break, yeah, you have to clean it. It even disturbs. It could get cut. Darkei Hashem Yishorim Tzadikim Meiru Boi Hashem Yikosh Lubo. You blab with all broken pieces of glass. When the Ruchnias stops. You fall, you lose all the Ruchnias. Person has to allemol, mispoil, to go weiter and weiter. I heard once a gewaltig gewalt. So it was a meise. That person came to Valozhin. He wants the best bachur. The best bachur. The best bachur. Say it. So he was a big vir in Russia. So Chaim Volozhin told him, tell your daughter to come over. He said, she's in Russia. He said, well, ask the bachur. The bachur is living in Volozhin. He's one of the biggest, richest people in Russia. The kids in the Bachas, I'm sitting a lily, I'm not going for a shidduch. So he told him, Chaim Volozhin, Fashtenish. Chazal say that Darchi Shel Odom, Lechazar Achar Aveda. Darchi Shel Gmor says, Aish Mekadesh, Shtoy Shel Drochim, Aish Aniknes, Kederich Ish Beisha, Ma Darch Odom, Lechazar Avedosoi. He also, you have to Mechazar Avedosoi. So maybe you have to, the Bachar has to come to Russia. So he told him, I'll tell you, but you told me you want the best bacher. So I'll tell you. It was a meiser, Reb Zalmele. I don't know if you know Reb Zalmele from Valozhin. It was a masmich ein keduk masri. Stories that he's learning, like famous one, he was sitting in a agola in the back. It was a snowing day. They came to the city. They saw Reb Zalmele is not there. Because they went back. He fell in the middle from the sefer. He was sitting in the snow learning it with the sefer. So it was Reb Zalmele from Valozhin. What was the basmone from Reb Zalmele? Reb Zalmele didn't want to be an enemy from his Torah. So for Parnasse, he had like a little wagon, and he would carry, you know, he would make like little hovalot, I don't know how you call it. Moving things, yeah. Like, schlepping, mover. But he had a Kabbalah, and every shul that he passed, he went in to learn. Vezich, we'll do today in Borah Bak Vezich, and every shul that he went, he stopped, he wanted to learn. Kitzah, he came into a shul, it was like the tailor's shul in Varsha. Kitzah, he went in to learn, he came back. The Varsha Meganovim took the wagon with the horse. Kitzah, how much was the ton? He stayed to learn. He stayed in the corner, he's learning. He comes Mincha, all the tailors come in, everyone. It looks like Ruzama Levaloshin. Okay, it took 5 minutes, the whole shtot was speaking about Ruzama Levaloshin, it's by the tailors. Kids, it's getting full, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's carrying on learning, he doesn't know where to go to, anyways. So a guy comes over to that, Zamele, what has happened? He said, you know, I came, my gola disappeared. He said, 2 minutes, you know, the Vashem Galavim Mechid comes to Mincha, yeah? The kid said, 2 minutes, the head of the Galavim comes, Zamele, the gola is outside already. So Chaim told him, so don't mention as the Aveda comes to them. As they were Zalmele. So don't mention that to look for the Aveda. I thought you want a very Choshev Bocher. Choshev Bocher, the Aveda comes to him. You want number two? We'll send you number two to Russia. I thought you want number one? Yitzchok Eliezer went to bring the Shidduch. Yitzchok Yiblinon Eretz Yisrael. So don't mention the Aveda comes over to them. So don't mention they have to look for the Aveda. Number two, you look for the Aveda. Number one, the Aveda comes over to you. I heard once from Rebbeim Kievel. He said it was a machlekes by the Sfardim, one of the Choshev of the Sfardim, I forgot the name. It was 700 years ago. He was Mechaber HaSefer. And in the Sefer he written down, Hashem Amar Li, V'akshani Yashavti, V'Hashem Amar Li, Sfardim Sheshprach, Nigla Alai Hashem, V'Dibarti, V'Shamati, you know. He meant that I had Siyad HaDishmai. Kids, the Ashkenazim told him, "If you don't raise your sefer, we'll put you in a chayim." Hashem told you, Hashem never spoke to you. He meant, you know, I was sitting. Hashem told me, I mean. And they told him, "No, if you're not raising your sefer, we're putting you in a chayim." I saw that sefer years later. I forgot. So he brought a guy from our parsha. Says in our parsha. Hashem never spoke. All the medicine, like he said, that Hashem spoke. Kasher diber Hashem? Was this? Hine rivko lefonecho kach velech kasher diber Hashem? Hashem never spoke. So his father just said, it's a I am right. Pshat is. Everyone understands that kasher diber Hashem. So they told him, it's nishkin raya. Arboim yoyim kheni mitzir ha-sabad, blas pleni lepleni. So in the shidduch, if you see that it fits, you can say kasher diber Hashem and arboim yoyim kheni mitzir ha-sabad. It's time you can't say kasher diber Hashem. But in the shidduch, if you see that arboim yoyim kheni mitzir ha-sabad, it's blas pleni lepleni. So maybe you can say kasher diber Hashem. Well, it fits to say kasher diber Hashem. It's one more. Zach. Chazal say, that Eliezer took Gmalim Migmalei Adoinov. Rashi says that was nikar that the Gmalim from Avraham Avinu that it was mumim, that they will not eat. Frank the Medrash, why you have to zaim him the Gmalim? The Mora said that the Chamorim from Pilchas Ben Yoir didn't eat if it was not Gmaisot. So the Chamorim from Avraham Avinu, you have a tzad that they will eat something that doesn't belong to them. Why? As if Frank the Medrash. We can be samech on the nest, we'll chismasik, but we'll leave it to the later sugyas, yeah, if you could be samech on this aloha to let you know, shen v'regel. But as I hear, it's a good kasha. But it says already that Avraham Avinu also is gmalim, we're going zmumim. So why are you only asking a kasha in Eliezer, when it says that Eliezer was going with the gmalim zmumim, frag the medrash, why he had to say him the Gmalim, Ashtar Be'em B'Shul Tzadikim, Pichas Ben Yoyah, the animal didn't eat. Why the Medrash never asked it before on Avraham Avinu? Tell me some sefer, and Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu had to put the Zmanim. Why? Because Be'etzim, Eretz Yisrael belonged to Avraham. This was the royal Lloyd's Taina, that Be'etzim everything belongs to us. Avram Taina, nah, the Val, I never got it. So Avram was a Machmir. But the Chamorim were not Machmirim. But the Chamorim were allowed to eat. So Avram had to be Zoymer. But we're going to Chutz La'aretz, it's Shemamis Gezer. It's like the Medrash, why you had to close them. Rabbi Cholan says that Lule HaTeretz could have said that could be to answer the Medrash, the Chamor doesn't eat Tevel, because it's a Chefze de Yisure. Gezel could be is not Chefze de Yisure. So even a Chamor of a Tzadik, like the Gemara says, even a Tzadik, the Gemara says, could be Nichshel, he can't eat Dvar Yisurim, but he could eat before Avdolah the mistake, because it's not Dvar Yisurim, Taisa says a couple places in Shas. So the Chamorim could be they will not eat on Gemaisel, but to eat Gezel could be is not Chefze de Yisure, Mele could be they could eat.